Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, it's fairly rare for city commissioners to get international attention, but one Hallandale Beach commissioner is now in the spotlight because of a controversy. Commissioner Annabelle Lima-Taub recently posted on Facebook anti-Islamic comments about the incoming Muslim representative from Michigan, Rashida Tlaib. It could be described as anti-Islamic, saying that the Muslim congresswoman might, quote, blow up Capitol Hill, end quote. She also called Tlaib anti-Semitic. Lima-Taub's comments led to protests at last week's city commission meeting and a proposed resolution to censure her. Commissioners have received dozens of calls and emails from constituents and many people outside of the community. And one of those commissioners is Michelle Lazaro, representing seat 4. She co-authored the resolution to censor Lima-Taub. Commissioner Lazaro, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, let's begin by, take us back to the evening when Commissioner Lima-Taub posted the comments on Facebook, again, about Representative Rashida Tlaib. How did you find out about it?
I found out about it through the Sun Sentinel reporter who had called me for a comment regarding the story.
And did you reach out to the commissioner? Did you want to talk to her, ask her about those comments?
No, I did not, because, as you know, there's sunshine laws in the state of Florida, whether you know or do not know, that govern elected officials from communicating out of the sunshine. And that would not have been a comment that I would have asked the commissioner about directly. It was a surprise to me, as anybody.
Did anybody in the commission during a commission meeting ask her to explain herself on those comments to make it public?
Well, there was not a commission meeting between the time that she wrote it and the next commission meeting was when we brought the censure resolution forward.
And what have you heard from, she has spoken up in public, but I mean, have you heard anything from her within the offices about her defending her language?
She has spoken to numerous publications and also to the residents, and she has, she has responded by email, as if you've seen a public records request people have written in, she has made comments to media, she has made comments to numerous media outlets.
What have you heard from your constituents, from just people in the city? What kind of statements have been coming in?
Well, the emails that I received from residents were not in support of Commissioner Taub. They were condemning her comments. And also, we had a couple of speakers in Hallandale come to the meeting, and they were speaking, condemning her comments.
Now, what is this action that you and the commission are interested in taking against Commissioner Lima-Taub? Explain to us the resolution that was proposed.
So the resolution basically was a formal action that this commission, I sponsored it. It was co-sponsored by two of my colleagues. And it was basically stated that the commission as a body did not, we condemned her comments. This was not representative of Hallandale Beach. This is not a reflection on the city as a whole. And that we were taking steps to send out that message that we did not support that. We are limited, if I may say, we are limited in our ability to actually remove the commissioner. We have limited abilities in what we can do to actually punish another elected official. Only the governor can do that, obviously. But this was a statement that we did not support this.
Yeah, I wanted to get a sense of what it would mean to censor another commissioner. What would that mean? What would it actually do?
It would actually not do anything other than send a message that we did not support the we condemn the comments. It really, that is basically and what it does, and that's what it says. It was never to, limit her from responding, limit her from talking, removing her from office. It just was a formal action.
Again, talking with Hallandale Beach City Commissioner Michelle Lazaro, we're discussing the controversy surrounding the anti-Islamic comments made by Commissioner Annabelle Lima-Taub on Facebook about Representative Rashida Tlaib. Take us to the meeting last week where there were protests outside, and on both supporting and in opposition. What did you see? What was out there?
Well, it wasn't only what was out there. It was also what was in the commission meeting. These comments are Commissioner Taub has aligned herself with these right groups, these hate groups. Commissioner Taub is a racist, is a bully, is divisive. This is not a unique to this particular issue. And so she hate begets hate, and these were the groups that showed up to align themselves with Commissioner Taub. Therefore, we saw the chambers being packed with her supporters that were very angry and very rude and very bigoted is basically what we saw. And I had noticed that a lot of the people on the other side in support of the tolerance and condemning those comments were not coming. They were leaving. They felt frightened. And let me just say, the police did an amazing job. It was not because of our police department not protecting people. They were right there, but the people were leaving regardless because they felt intimidated.
Ultimately, the resolution didn't pass, but there was a vote. It did vote to condemn. And again, that's just to put it in and to make it public that the city does not accept or is not approving of the comments that she's made, right?
Yeah, but I think it's important to recognize why that vote and that language changed. It was unfortunate that the commissioner who then said that she did no longer want to sponsor it I'm not entirely sure what she was trying to do other than bend to the will of these very angry people. You know, she was new, she's impressionable, and she should have stayed the course and did what the actual official action was.
This brings up another question, too, about public officials. Mm-hmm. And so she posts this on her own personal Facebook. It's the world that we live in with social media. Does a public official have the right, you, any commissioner and mayor, anybody, to post what you want on your own personal media? Because you could say, hey, these opinions are mine. They do not represent anything to do with my job. She's obviously challenging that here. How do you feel about that?
Well, everybody has a right to First Amendment. No one was ever questioning that. I'm a huge supporter of the First Amendment, but hate speech should be intolerated. And as an elected official, you are supposed to represent all people and not just certain people. And this was, in my opinion, blatant bigotry, blatant racism, and it should not be tolerated. You know, this is evident that we need good local officials. This shows that we really need people to step up, and not just the president, but on the local level. We really need people who are good elected officials who want to work hard, do the right thing. This is not who that commissioner is. And I think her comments were evident of that. Whether it's on her personal page, her Facebook page, her city page, the comment in itself was hateful. Was bigoted, and I do not think becoming of good government.
You know, we think about local government, and most of the time, it's not, we don't think about party. That tends to be more on the state and national scale. But have you seen that change over the last couple of years, that even on a local level, party now becomes an issue?
It's a huge issue, and I do think that the presidency has fostered that kind of partisan issue where we did not see that before. And it's unfortunate. I noticed even when I'm campaigning that this is a nonpartisan city. We're nonpartisan on the local level. And so many people are now saying, are you registered Democrat and Republican? And I try to explain that this is not about party. And that's how people are seeing every single issue, it seems to me, that this is about party and no longer about the issue.
What comes next in this, you know, when we talk about this controversy, is there going to be an effort by commissioners to, again, in a meeting in public, talk with Commissioner Lima Taub about her actions or talk about how she moves forward? Or is there anything else to do?
As far as I'm concerned, as the commissioner, I will not be bringing this back. This was said what needed to be said. The people have spoken. I believe that, you know, this will be a time to express your, and this is where Commissioner Taub, I believe, is wrong. These are issues that really get addressed through debate and elections. That's where these kinds of issues with Tlaib should have been addressed. I do not support Congresswoman Tlaib. Let me go on record as saying that I never supported her. I do not support her policies. I am pro-Israel. I have brought numerous pieces of Jewish legislation in support of Jewish legislation. I was attacked for being anti-Semitic as a Jewish person. So I never supported Congresswoman Tlaib. And this is why these matters get addressed on the in elections and debate. And I think the voters in Hallandale should really step up in 2020 and make their votes count.
And if you live in the city of Hallandale, we want to know from you. Share with us on Facebook, on Twitter, Hallandale Beach, excuse me. Let us know on Facebook or Twitter your thoughts on this issue and how to move forward with it and what we should do next. Again, find us at WLRN Sundial. We've been talking with Hallandale Beach City Commissioner Michelle Lazaro. Commissioner Lazaro, thank you for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, still to come, Florida leads the world in shark attacks, but a new report shows attacks are on the decline. We'll find out why next on Sundial.